Genesis chapter 3 to Genesis chapter 6, and even beyond that, all the way into the book of Revelation, you have the battle for the blood. The very first promise of the Messiah would actually be in the midst of a seed. That's what we're going to be talking about. Nephilim, we're going to be talking about bloodlines, we're going to be talking about fallen powers today. What does it mean in the day that you and I live in? Wait until you hear this. My goodness, guys, we're going to drop another episode of The Counter tonight at 7 p.m., and it's going to be on angels, aliens, and demons. Friends, welcome to The Pulse. Guys, this is episode number, it's not written down on here. It just says episode.
What
episode? It just says episode. That's all it says.
It's a very important episode. Yes.
It is. Let's just make up a number.
December 2nd. Let's say 140.
Okay. Well, let's say it's what?
96.
That's what we said. Way off. Episode 96, guys. It is December the 2nd in the year 2025. And guys, you're at the right place at the right time for the right kind of a miracle to happen. You're going to love today's broadcast because I'm going to be talking about angels, going to be talking about aliens, and I'm going to be talking about demons. Like, what? Yeah, well, guys, we're actually going to be talking about the counter.
The counter.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
The counter. The counter right there.
Counterculture.
Guys, buckle up because you're going to love every single minute of this. And we're going to show you some clips from the episode that we're going to drop tonight. I've already seen it and it is awesome.
It's good.
So look, I watched it. So Shay, you're here with me, guys. Yeah. The lovely and gracious Miss Shay Wilbur.
Thank you.
She's out of jail.
They just let me out for this, actually.
You got to pay your debts, man.
For this, actually.
So by the way, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a good one?
It was good. It was so fun.
You went out of state,
right? We were in Philly. Yep. It was a lot of fun.
Right on. So how did you do on the airplane with the kids? How did the kids
do? They were actually really good. They both have iPads. I'm that mom, so I put them in front of a screen.
Okay.
And I tell them, be quiet. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, they were good, though. They love it. They just think it's the coolest thing ever.
When my kids are little, I'd dope them up with NyQuil. That's what I would do.
That's hilarious. Well, yeah, I haven't tried that yet, but they do really good with the iPads.
That's not true.
Yeah. They did really good.
Well, I did pretty well. I was on a bunch of airplanes as well.
You were. Yeah. I know. I couldn't even keep up with where you were.
I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and was there. I left there on Thanksgiving Day. And I don't know if you saw what the airport looked like the day before.
Okay, I saw on the pictures of DFW, and I wasn't sure if that was, like, real or not.
No, it was real.
It was real.
Oh, my gosh.
And so
crazy.
I was afraid that was how it was going to be on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And, man, it was like a ghost town up there.
Yeah.
So the Lord worked it out. And then the busiest travel day of the year was Sunday, but I didn't come back on Saturday. I came back on Saturday. And so I was here in time for church last Sunday, and that was really good. So praise God.
Saturday was a really easy travel day, actually. Mm. Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah.
We got here in time, too.
I thought it was good. Oh, that's right. You guys came in on Saturday.
And normally we come back Sundays, and I was like, I told you, I'm like, this is great. We need to always come back on a Saturday. It was, the airport was chill. It was so easy. No delays.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, there was no delays. So I praise God for that. I'm literally in an airplane every single week.
Multiple times.
Is somewhere. And and lots of many weeks is multiple times. Today, right after this, I'm headed to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be up there at that big conference with Robert Henderson and Cheon and all those other guys that are going to be up there with us. And so I'm going to be in Colorado. And then at the end of this week, I'm flying to Puerto Rico, and I'll be in Puerto Rico.
And your birthday is, Saturday?
It is a sixth.
Let me look. Saturday. That's Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's going to be Saturday?
Wow.
Okay, so everybody say a good prayer for me on December 6th.
I know what I'm
going to
get you for your birthday.
Do you really?
I have an idea, yeah.
Really?
But I'll give it to you when you get back.
I know I'm kind of a hard guy to get a gift for, but I'm actually not. I like anything.
No, I feel like we spend so much time with you that, we also know what you need. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Something to pull on nose hairs. Look, Pastor, I got you a nose hair plucker. That's so nice. Well, guys, I want to welcome you here today and call you guys blessed and say it's been a great week and it's been an incredible time since we did launch The Counter.
Yeah.
And we had over 58,000 views, the first one, which is amazing. And tonight, episode 2 drops on The Counter at 7 p.m. And you can see, I got a cool graphic for you right here. Tonight, episode 2. Well, here we go. Let me show it to you.
I don't know if we actually do have a graphic for that. We have the video. We have the trailer.
Okay. So
that's supposed to be video. Okay. We can show them the trailer, though.
All right. So I'll tell you what, guys. Look, I'm going to show you guys a video. Watch this. I'll be right back with you. It's not even just exclusive to human beings. The Bible says all the earth was corrupted.
This Nephilim, it required no intervention of an angelic being. There's something about iniquity that can transform an individual.
It says, let us make man in our image. There's a belief that he's not just talking, it's not just the Trinity.
That's
right. He's actually talking to the divine beings he already had made, a divine family.
And before I got there, the Lord just told me on our way there, it's like, you need to pray in the spirit. You're about to bite off more than you can chew. I do have an assignment here. And I am going to rescue kids here. We are going to feed people. I am called into this, and this thing serves the power spirit of this area.
And I believe that when you're talking about this kind of stuff there, yeah. I believe people that are susceptible to it are open to things. Troy, some of your encounters that you've had are mind-blowing, the things that you've experienced. But I believe, like what many of us are talking about, it's because you have such a supernatural connection to the Lord, even from a young age.
Whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's hybrid, whether it's territorial, whatever it is, has to do with this. How will you go into covenant with us in your loyalty?
Oh my goodness, I cannot wait.
That is just a little taste. I mean, this episode, if you thought the first episode was wild, guys, mm-hmm. the second episode is even crazier. I mean, you guys, and especially, I want to say the second half of the show. So you really, if you're not a member on ODX, if you're watching us on YouTube and you haven't joined us as an ODX member, that's the only place that you can mm-hmm. go to watch the full 1 hour episode that's uncensored. And you guys, on that second half of the show, you talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. Encounters with grays or aliens. I mean, stuff I had never heard before. Really bizarre things. And you guys all share your stories.
Does it surprise you that we as pastors have had encounters with aliens?
I don't know if anything surprises me. I mean, I've been here a year and a half now, so I'm used to it.
I've never seen a gray or anything like that. But boy, I tell you what, me and Ben, mm-hmm. we seen some things.
That's coming
tell you,
in episode three. Well, giants.
Okay, well, yep. Guys, I want to just say, if you are somebody that you loved the first episode, would you please go and would you share it? Would you please share it again? Like, oh, I already shared it once. Share it again and then tell everybody that tonight episode two is coming out. And then, guys, make plans on joining us at 7 p.m. It's good to see so many people that joined us today. I call you guys blessed. People from all over the world. My mm-hmm. friends from South Africa that join me every day. Pablo, who's in Venezuela. My friends in Uganda. Mm-hmm. My friends in Iceland. Switzerland, yes. New Zealand,
Pastor Gary.
You know what, guys, man, we love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for chiming in. And we have a bunch of videos to show you today, mm-hmm. and we're going to take you into a deeper look inside the making of the counter. Mm-hmm. And I want to just kind of, and you're about to see that here in a minute, but let me talk with you ladies. I have yet to say mm-hmm. hello to my daughter in the Lord, Miss Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pastor. It's great to be here. I'm excited. I've always been a fan of the blurry and the, you know, growing up Pentecostal, we saw a lot of blurry, but not as blurry as this.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to be able to
A supernatural girl.
To be able to sit down and watch episode one with my dad and my father-in-law, that for me was a really, 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 really cool thing. And
okay, what was that like?
It was really cool. My father-in-law really connects with you, and he's like, I've been talking about this for years. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. And then my dad's like, yeah, we've seen crazy things in Mexico since we were little. Mm. But you guys, the way you guys break it down, and it's crazy. And I just loved how God is bringing out things that have been hidden or maybe covered and nobody wants to talk about it. This is a time where things will be exposed. Mm. And I'm just excited.
I ain't scared.
No, we're not scared.
I ain't scared.
Man, I'm excited.
If they show up, we could come to you guys. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, but it's pretty cool.
We had over 58,000 views of the first episode.
Yes.
Right on. Mm-hmm. We had over 6,000 people subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yep. Praise God.
And we had 1.2 million views on Facebook.
All the reels and all the clips promoting it and everything too.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we had right at 1,000 people join the ODX family.
That's incredible. I mean, that honestly was the mm-hmm. goal.
Yep.
We say it all the time that we do media so we can rescue kids. And part of that and what enables us to do that is people joining us and partnering with us on ODX. Mm-hmm. And so to have over 1,000 people now, new ODX family is so incredible.
Welcome.
Okay, guys, we rescued let me tell you, all of you new ODX family members, on Saturday, we rescued a 16-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a picture of her. We did.
Yes, Stella.
This
Stella.
Beautiful little 16-year-old girl, Selma. I just love her. I wish so much that you could see her eyes because she has such beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. But that little girl a week ago was a slave. I'm talking about a true slave. And she's been a part of horrific, horrible things, including murder. And the woman that was murdered in front of her was her mother. And she's experienced a tragedy that most of us can never contemplate. Mm-hmm. Now that I've said that, she's also experienced a miracle in that we came and we rescued her. And now we are going to raise her. Mm-hmm. We have over 4,500 Selmas under our care right this second because I refuse to turn them back over to a government.
That's
the kingdom's job is to raise these kids. And quite frankly, a lot of the government systems throughout the world, including the United States, churns out kids and turns them into worse situations than what they even come out of. And so I don't trust them. I don't like them. I want to, it's the job and it's the role of the body of King Jesus to rescue these kids and say our Redeemer lives and to see these kids redeemed and raised and treated like children should be treated. And she is, you know, you can see in that picture, you know, she's smiling, she's happy because she already has a brand new life. Just for her to have the dignity to be able to take a bath, to have shampoo and to be able to put on clean clean clothes. She hasn't been allowed to do that in years.
And
thank you, Jesus.
I just bless her and love her.
I love it that we not only rescue, but we raise because, you know, so many, like you were saying, so many kids that go through this system that's supposed to quote unquote help them or be there for them. They, you know, they maybe get taken in until they're 18, then they're 18 and they get released and they have no skills. They have no family. They have nowhere to turn. So they end up on the streets. They end up back in the cycle that they came from often. And so it's so incredible that we not only get to give these kids a hope, but we really do get to give them a future. And we partner with them for life. And we also have a little boy that's an example of that, that we rescued a good while ago. And we just had a major breakthrough with him, right?
Yeah, he because of the abuse that he suffered, his eye was literally detached. And he's just a beautiful little boy, you know, and he just suffered such horrible abuse. And so we found a next level surgeon in Mexico City to do his surgery. And that little boy, we paid for his surgery. We got him into surgery and got him all fixed up. And that little brother can see out of his, he can actually see now. And so he wasn't able to see out of it. And his eye would just wander around because, you know, it couldn't focus. And now, you know, he can see. How about them apples?
That's awesome. That's super
cool. That is redemption.
That's so cool.
That's the power of King Jesus. That's the redemptive factor that the blood of Jesus brings to all of us. And I want to say this as well. It's also the power of partnership. So I want to say thank you. Thank you to all of our brand new ODX partners. Thank you for the people who just give. And guys, if you call, if you'd like to give right now, you can call 877-413-0888 and say, you know what, I got to stand with this ministry. Because the only reason we have 4,500 children under our care and not 45,000 is simply partnership. If we have the money to do it, that's what we would do. So bless us and help us and help us be a blessing to somebody else. Okay, what else do we have?
Well, listen, I just, again, want to encourage people. Those are just two stories of over 11,000.
Wow.
So if this is your first time here, man, this is just a taste. This is just a taste. And we do all the media that you're going to see us talking about throughout the show. What sets us apart is we're not doing all this media and producing all these shows just because we like doing it. I mean, it's fun for us, but it's a tool to help rescue kids. And, you know, I see people saying all the time on social media, well, you know, where are the people that are actually doing the work and stepping up? And we are doing that. This house is doing that. And so join us in that. It's an exciting thing to be a part of.
We got to repeat it because after just one episode, we had almost 1,000 people join ODX.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Now that's a big deal.
Yes.
Come on. Now that's every stage level that there is, you know, of partnership. It's one, two, and three. But I mean, hundreds of stage three people, hundreds and hundreds of stage two people, tons and tons of new lifetime people.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to, guys, way to go, guys. Way to go, man. Way to go.
We love you guys.
So I want to remind you guys that this episode is about angels and demons and Nephilim, and we're talking about angels and aliens, angels and demons,
show
right?
Show us another pastor talking about this right okay. now.
And you guys got to buckle your seatbelts because this stuff is going to blow your mind. I've got exclusive clips straight from the edit bay. Plus, we're tackling some of your questions and dropping a powerful ministry update. You do not want to miss this. Like this, share this, comment. And help us, guys. All right. So I do have some pretty cool stuff to show everybody.
So let's start with showing them the behind the scenes kind of making of this whole show.
Okay.
So when you had the vision to take this on, this was the first time. I mean, I was fairly new still to the team. This was the first time the majority of our team had done anything like this ever. And it was really a big risk that you took, honestly, with the vision, saying yes to the vision that the Lord put on your heart. And for our team, it was a big undertaking. And so,
it's a huge undertaking.
Yeah, you had the idea to like, hey, let's kind of document this and just show behind the scenes of what this looks like over our filming time. So we actually have a video that shows that. So I say, let's show the video and then we will dive into episode 2 and we'll show some exclusive clips that haven't been seen anywhere yet.
Okay, guys, listen, you want to watch this all the way to the end. And because there, we actually rescued some kids while we were filming. The news came in that these kids that we've been watching.
Yes, for like a while.
And which is a very hard thing for us. Okay, so I want you guys to understand that our rescuers will have to document many times.
Yeah.
And so they were watching these kids and they were watching. I don't remember. I say it on the video and I remember what the number was, but like this child had so many visitors the day before. It was crazy. I don't know. No.
They have to document how many times a day
that they are being sold. And whenever we see those things, it is so hard. And we were in that phase where it was so hard. And then boom, while we were actually filming, the news came in. They busted them. They got them. We got the little girls. And I know those two little girls personally now. I mean, those little girls I know personally and have spent many, many, many hours with them. But at the end of this video, it's literally documented the moment we got a chance to rescue them. So guys, this is a behind the scene look, a powerful look at the making of our brand new show, The Counter. Watch this. I have aliens, angels, and demons, global agenda, spirit of Antichrist, miracles, radical faith. Let's talk about the most radical miracles we've ever seen. What was the game changer? What was that? And I mean, I've got my list of favorite miracles. I've also, according to my dream, have a list of miracles I missed, which I think is an interesting thing. This is how we'll talk at the table. There are things that are released through the press today that are satanic mantras. Okay, so it's like this. Trust the science. That is a spell. Trust the science. Say his name. That is a spell. Shelter in place. That is a spell. Those are things that when we line up our mouths with that, when we see that in the media over and over and over, we're coming into agreement with the spell that was released in it. Opener will be some personal thing about this. Right?
And so, I'm about to cover over that bear rug.
Yeah, it is cold in here. I don't listen. I'm a fat man. Do not judge me.
Joseph needs a coat.
Fat people just run hotter. Okay, you're from Colorado. You're from Colorado, and you're skinny. I don't even feel sorry for you.
I was just eating my thighs.
Well, hey, we're back here behind the scenes. We're going over our 10 episodes. I'm asking for suggestions. These people have nothing. We're off to a great start. So. Questions, comments?
If I say something, you're like, oh, that's too much, just tell me.
We will. We're prepared for that.
Yeah.
we've all talked about it privately. We've all talked about it privately. How do we keep Merkel where he needs to be? Anything else on here that you'd rather talk about? Something that you wish we'd talk about?
No, it's
going to
be so much fun.
Okay. All right. What about you? Oh, did you really? So the days of Noah, right?
Yeah.
We talk about the days. So, yeah, we tie that into. So we might even actually make that whole thing on the days of Noah, actually, on what it means. And then tie that into Nephilim, tie that into the ark, tie that into the picture of the rapture, tie that into this, tie that into that, tie that into this, whatever. Yeah, right on. What about you, Schwartz? What's something you wish we would do, man?
I love the lineup. I'm good.
Yeah?
As far as language, is this like PG-13,
18 or older.
Always,
so
no.
You know.
You guys all want to go by pastor?
No.
Not me. I don't.
I definitely
apostle.
Do. Yeah. Apostle.
Yeah.
Prophet.
Podcaster.
Podcaster? Okay.
Father.
Yeah, father is very biblical.
Basically, you guys diving right into it. We'll have a counter. We'll have a clock for the first, like, 30 minutes. And I'll have control of that. So if, like, we're pausing or something, I'll kind of stop just to... I'll probably make it, like, 32 minutes. And then we'll stop at that point just to do the toss to ODX. And then we'll keep you guys, keep the conversation going. So once we're at the table, once we hit record, it's going to be straight on Troy. He'll have, like, a sentence intro. He'll say, welcome, Pastor Allen. Welcome, Tony. Welcome, Joseph Z. And then you guys will just get into it. So it won't be, like, a whole long spiel for each person.
Man, we got to have a good time. We got to be alive. And just know we're going to be, this is going to reach millions of people. Doing good, man? Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. You want me to sit in that chair or you want me to sit in this one?
No, right here.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. How's your beautiful wife?
Well, she's good. She's a good girl.
Haven't met her?
Oh, my God.
She's been in jail, and that's kind of a thing. Okay, that's not true. I'm sorry.
Are you going to wear this?
No, ma'am, I'm not. She's going to do my hair, though.
Okay.
How are you? It's good to see you. So you're doing good. Thank you for coming to do this.
Any fun stuff you guys have been doing lately?
Well, we've been super busy, as you can imagine.
We went to Ireland.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We did a conference there. We're leaving the day after tomorrow for Uganda, and we're going to be gone for 18 days.
Wow.
We're going to see all of our rescued kids and all of our family over there. That's going to be really good.
Love, love, love.
So, yeah.
Very skeptical. Very skeptical. Say portal.
Portal?
Portal? Aliens where?
Okay, do that. That would be it.
What? Oh! Whoa! Huh?
Let me get one more like that. Say whoa and look over.
Whoa!
Are you stationary?
Yeah, let's just start with some head shots.
And then, is there a way I can use some without my jacket, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the boss. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, man.
Yeah, tell them what to do
for
the
fire. We smiling?
Everyone look at Troy.
Serious? We're all serious.
Look at the camera.
Okay. Look at the stain.
Alright. You want to do a smiling?
Yeah, let's do smiling. All right. We love each other. Smile. We're happy. That's great. Love it.
Are you guys going to do a going? Rapture?
Rapture pose?
That's good? Yeah. Now let's do it facing that same thing, but facing this way. I just stepped from the black one.
Look who's pissed off. It's very natural.
Ready? 3, 2.
Welcome to the Couch, where we decode the lies of modern day culture using biblical truths, divine revelation, and prophetic insights. Pull up a seat to this prophetic powerhouse where we expose the enemy's playbook. We will counter fear.
We will counter deception. We will counter woke ideology. We will counter
legalism. Ready? We'll start right there.
Legalism.
Legalism.
Please contact bad.
I've been in rooms just like this where we rescued kids, and this was all set up all over the place. And they were just itty bitties. And I've seen it, and I know what it is. I know how it's fueled, and I know how trafficking is paid for. You know, that whole thing of when I was in D.C., and they told me, hey, you're going to talk against human trafficking, but we're not here to talk about pornography. First word out of my mouth was, pornography is the reason why we're all here. I'm like, y'all kiss my grits, man. There's no way I'm going to come here and speak up on behalf of children and not tie that into pornography. And I thought, well, they'll never invite me back
and this is going to be a one-hit wonder. It's fine. After it was over with, these guys came to me, and they took me down this hall. We went into this room, and they said, have you ever been in a skiff? And I said, no. And they pushed the button, and the light came on, and they said, okay, did you see that guy in that yellow jacket that got up, you know, whenever he got up, and he had like five people with him. He said, you see that guy? I said, yeah. He said, he represents Pornhub, and he lobbies Congress to the tune of $100 million a year. That's how much money he throws around in Washington, D.C. is $100 million a year. That is one porno place, which is the biggest one on Pornhub.
But again, I want to say this. I don't want you guys to have to do a show you don't want to do. We're so good at a show. Okay.
I know somebody who's completely, like,
maybe
two pages been shut down. They went from hundreds of thousands to, like, zero because they said the word. So
the
fact that you're fighting this and you're not giving up and you're being intimidated and there's a fight against you, that means people
want to
rise up and
help you. Pornography, bail worship, trafficking needs to be its own thing, where it's like you're really hitting that part of like sexuality desensitization of children and how that all ties into bail worship. And I feel like that should be our first thing. I just think there's an urgency with it. I feel like the Holy Spirit is on this. I don't think there's a better group of people to talk about it.
There's two little girls that we are desperately trying to rescue, a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old child. And the 12-year-old, we're documenting how many times a day that these children are being abused by different people. One day last week, she had 16 different visitors, this 12-year-old child. She got up at 5 o'clock this morning. She's been working on this today, and we just rescued both of them. We got the 12-year-old and the 15-year-old. That's incredible. That's a big, big, big breakthrough that we've needed to happen. And that just now happened.
Thank you,
Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. So guys, I guess if this is a wrap, I guess we're going to wrap this thing up. And I can't wait to see all this thing go down. It's going to be crazy cool. So. What a cool look behind the scenes the day that we were filming. And then, of course, right there at the end, which is what the show is all about.
I know. It's just
amazing. We rescued a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old little girl that day while we were actually filming. And it was something that was really heavy on my mind. I want to tell you the truth. The day before that we filmed, me and Suwanami spent all day long talking to those people and talking to our rescuers. And we saw the documentation. We had the pictures of the little girls. And we saw, and this, one of the videos that I saw was in the hotel room where they had these girls. They were filming the guys going in and guys coming out. I could see the little girl came to the window and she was looking out the window and we actually saw her. And that was the day before all that.
Wow.
And I told the guys, and they have been documenting this for a long time. I literally told law enforcement in the state in Mexico we were working in, I just saw that little girl, and if you guys do not go rescue her right this second, I will pay people to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And which we were paying for this whole operation anyway.
Yeah.
But we're like,
you were trying to go about it the right way, though.
They're trying to, like, I don't care how we do it. Uh-huh. I don't even care anymore. I was so mad. And so I came into the filming and it, honestly, it was heavy, And I had to shake it. And the anointing of the Lord showed up and I shook it and it was awesome. But if you go back and look, if you go back and watch episode one, like the first 15 or 20 minutes, I had that on me while I was actually, you know, filming. And then the next day, we got them.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's incredible. I mean, God, it, the timing was just perfect too. That also just everyone could be there. Because I mean, our entire team was in the room. All these guys were in the room. So, you know, it was a victory that we could all celebrate.
Yeah, we could all celebrate. Amen. It was a neat moment. Mm-hmm. It was. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I listen again, take this thing and share this thing. And can people go and just watch this video somewhere? Where is that video?
That video? It's on ODX.
Okay. So it lives at ODX. It's behind the scenes of the counter.
Yep.
It's stage one.
Stage one. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, go there. It's free. Go there and check it out. Is there a capacity to share it?
I believe so. I believe you can share the link from ODX.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I encourage you guys to do that. I think that video is amazing. Yes. I love that video. Amazing.
Yeah, Prithvi did a great job.
So he did a great job. I think it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
And you can see how much fun we had, you know, all that. And so it's crazy cool.
And it's crazy that now we're getting to see the fruit of all that. We're getting to finally release these shows, you know, and it's so cool that, you know, our first episode was so successful. And I really believe, I told you when I sent you the second episode, I think our second episode is even better than the first.
I do too.
Really do.
No, I do. Yeah.
I think it's going to blow people. I think people are going to be shocked by what you guys talk about. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good.
So what's your favorite part about this whole thing? Just the whole counter thing. What do you think about it, Miss Rebecca?
I think, honestly, just being here, Pastor, for it's going to be 10 years and to be able to see how God is sending people from all over the world, like how God sent Shay here, God sent Suwanami here, bringing them here to do what God has given you a vision, and he's sending all these people, and we're now able to execute it, and how all together we need each other, and how all the departments, all the teams were there, and God is putting you with the right people in the right time, how you talked about alter states on Sunday sermon, times and seasons, and how you have to be aware. And I just love how he's honestly just bringing it all together for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. And this is a time where things that were hidden need to be exposed.
Yeah.
And how he's giving you the grace. And I don't know. It's amazing just to be able to sit there and to serve under you guys. That's my favorite part.
Well, that's a good word, little girl.
I don't know. Yeah.
Gosh almighty, man. That's a great word.
Yeah.
Well, our goal is to have 10,000 people sign up on ODX.
Amen.
And we are well on our way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we literally have 1,000 people sign up the first episode, and we have 10 of these episodes, and it's only the first season.
Come on, let's go.
So you have done a great job on this, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. You have done a great job on this, Shay. You guys have killed it. Mm-hmm. And I praise God for it. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, so after seeing the full-length making of The Counter, I'd like to show you guys another reel. And this is also coming out of episode two.
Yep.
Which is aliens, angels, and Nephilim, right?
Demons. We talk about all of it. Aliens, angels, demons, Nephilim, all of it.
So, which is going to air tonight, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. tonight.
On our YouTube channel, the first 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then on ODX.TV, the full hour uncut version for people that are stage two or higher.
Wow. Yeah.
And so this is from this episode?
Yeah. So this is from the first, we have two clips to show you. The first clip is from the first half of the episode, and it's talking about the contamination of the bloodline and the seed war. I didn't know what that terminology meant before I started working here, but I assure you I do now, after watching this episode. And it's really interesting. So you want to take a look at this first clip?
Yeah. Let's
All right, let's roll the first clip.
The devil was trying to stop the bloodline from getting to Jesus. Seed war began when the Lord prophesied against the devil, saying, hey, you're going to bruise his heel, but he's going to crush your head through the seed of the woman. So he set landmines all throughout history, all throughout the blood of people. It really troubled me when I'd read the Old Testament, for example, and see God wipe out entire villages of women, children, animals. And I thought, what is wrong with this picture? He's fighting for humanity, because that was a Nephilim bloodline.
A quick question. If the Lord hadn't saved humanity, Noah and his family in the ark, what would have happened?
Well, the bloodline would be polluted. So what took place is the devil was trying to stop the bloodline from getting to Jesus. And because of that, God had to counteract it. He had to counteract it by standing up and starting to kill these things off.
Wow.
Okay, that is a well, whoa. And that is from tonight's episode.
Yeah.
And it's so, yeah, right on. They're trying to contaminate the bloodline so that the Messiah could not be born.
Wow.
So that humanity could never be redeemed.
Yep.
That's what that was all about. And that's what the whole contamination of the seed war is always about, is to make human beings non-redeemable.
Wow.
So they missed it with Jesus.
Yep.
And now we move into the days of the Antichrist where we will indeed be forced to take a mark that will change our DNA.
Wow.
Where we will not be savable.
Wow.
Even though the gospel is being preached, even though there's the, there's the, you know, the 144,000, even though you got the two witnesses, even though the gospel is being preached and people are still finding faith in Jesus during that time, Israel is turning to Jesus during the tribulation. Israel turns to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now that I've said all that, you take that mark, you are unsavable. You are unredeemable. Wow. That has always been what the contamination of the bloodline and what the seed war has always been about. But it's exactly as Yahweh said to the serpent. Yeah, you might bruise his heel, but he's going to smash your head. How about them apples?
That's crazy.
Okay, so we got another clip.
Yeah, so this other clip. This is a really good one. This clip is going to convince you, hopefully, to watch the full 1 hour. Join us on ODX if you haven't yet as a stage two or three partner, because it's from the second half of the show that is only available on, going to be available tonight at 7 p.m. on ODX.TV. And let's just call this one Dining with Demons. You're sharing a story about a guy that you met. This is just one story of numerous stories that get shared on the second half of the show. Wow. Pastor Darren shares one. Joseph Z shares one. Wild stories and how the Lord has spoken through them and used these supernatural encounters. So check this out. This is about a guy who was literally dining with demons.
This guy, he had this encounter where he had a heart attack. He had a bad trip. He had a heart attack and he was going to die. And all of these demons showed up, was about to drag him off, kicking and screaming into the pit of hell. Jesus shows up and intervenes. And this demon say he belongs to us. And Jesus says, no, no, he belongs to me. And then this big demon showed up, said, he might belong to you, but he eats at our table. He belongs to our family. And the Lord rebuked him, and then God walked him. Jesus walks him through heaven, and Jesus just said to him, we're not going to do this ever again. And he said, no, sir, we're not. So the whole thing within the angelic and the demonic realm, whatever it is, has to do with this. How will you go into covenant with us in your loyalty?
Yeah, so it's all about loyalty, right?
Yeah.
And it's all about coming into agreement and into covenant concerning your own loyalty. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, what I found was so interesting about that, and even just that story, is he belonged to Jesus, right? He belonged to Jesus, but the demon said, but he eats at our table.
Wow.
So can we unpack that a little bit? Because I think people need to understand, like you said, it's about loyalty. So you might belong to Jesus, but are your actions, you might believe in Jesus, you might have given your life to him, but if your actions are otherwise, like, can we talk about that a little bit and what that means?
Yeah, for one thing, this guy was really, number one, this guy's kind of whack, and he's from Seattle, and done drugs all of his life.
Okay.
Got saved, got filled with the Holy Spirit, awesome dude, preaching Jesus on the streets, doing incredible things. Runs around with a very prophetic crowd,
Yeah.
And this trend started happening about 5 years ago, where young people who loved the Holy Ghost, loved prophetic things, edgy prophetic things, they started, this trend started happening among charismatics where people started doing mushrooms to have encounters.
Oh my, really?
Word. Yes.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I was with Patricia King one time about 5 years ago, and she confronted, we were at this conference, and she's like, who thinks that it would ever be okay to take hallucinatory, I don't even know the word for it. kinds of drugs and just go, hey, and go, no, but what's amazing, because God made it and it's natural, so we can take it and we're going to have these encounters. That is a portal.
I was just going to say.
It's pharmakeia.
Opening yourself up.
It's witchcraft. And you do not do that. You do not do that.
Correct.
And so this guy did that, and he did so much drugs. He had a heart attack, and whenever he died. And instead of going into the bliss of heaven, he immediately got drug off to a place, and God, the hand of God literally stopped it. Wow. And he was in the hand of God. He said it was like he was laying in a hand, and heaven was on one side and hell was on the other side. And all these demons were lined up and they were yelling at Jesus and saying how that they had the right to this guy. Wow. And all Jesus was standing there, and Jesus would listen to him, and he was, and he, but Jesus was letting this guy listen to their argument.
So he could.
Crazy. And Jesus is just standing there, and he's like, no, he's mine. And they're like, he's not yours. Yada, 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 yada. He's done this, this, that, 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 that. He says, no, he's definitely mine. And he said, okay, he might be yours, but he eats at our table. And Jesus is like, well, because the table you eat at is a really big deal. It has to do with your, it has to do with who your family is, who your fellowship is. Yeah. It has to do with all that. That's why Jesus always wants to sit us down at the table. Every time you see Jesus resurrected, he says, you have anything to eat? And then the marriage supper of the Lamb is when we meet the Lord in the air, and we all sit at the same exact table. It's the picture of family.
Wow.
Amen. So he's like, okay, well, he might belong to you, but he comes over to eat at our table.
Yeah, hearing that, it just, it hits me in the sense of, like, we need to be careful at the tables that we eat at, you know? We need to be careful at what we are when you go into covenant or friendship. We talked in episode one of The Counter. Friendship is a covenant. When you enter into covenant, when you enter into friendships, you're, when you're dining at the table with people, you have to guard yourself and be very diligent where you go, because you could be opening yourself up to things that might end up being portals to places you don't want to go.
Yeah. I wanted to say there is next level stuff that is happening today. And there's stuff that you just came full with.
Correct.
You know, I know that you guys, everybody says I'm sick of hearing you talk about it whenever you do it, but you know, pornography is not something you can mess with today. You will get into witchcraft. There is demonic stuff that's going on. And you can't mess with pornography. You can't be a part of that. That can't be a part of your sexuality today. You just can't do it. And so it's like, well, yeah, but it's just part of, you know, it's just part of being a grown up, and it's available. It doesn't hurt anybody. You don't know what you're talking about. And we got to wise up. And we got to wise up. We got to be smart. We got to be godly people and just go, hey, there's a way I'm going to live and there's a way I'm not going to live. I don't want it to be said of me, okay, well, Troy might belong to you, but he eats at our table.
Exactly.
Imagine.
I don't want that to be said of me.
Yeah.
He actually said, and I need to find the video and show it to you and give it to you, because it's mind blowing. It really is. But he actually, that was when he was most fearful. He said, that's true. I do go and eat at their table. I do think it's cool to flirt with this.
It's the flirting with the enemy. It's, you know, that mentality of like, well, Jesus died for me and he'll redeem me or he'll forgive me so I can go do this.
Yeah, exactly. It's freedom. Hey, I got all this freedom. Well, if it's freedom, then why are you in bondage to it?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you might be a Jew, Samson, but you sleep with a Philistine. Don't do that.
Yeah. I think it stirs in me of the conviction and awareness. You preach about being aware, watchful, of Lord, what are the things that you don't want me to be involved anymore? What are some things that need to align? What are the things that maybe were okay for a certain season? Or maybe he allows us, he's given us freedom, but we're turning and we're shifting. So things, you have to be aligned and just examine your life. Like, Lord, like, what is it within me that is not godly? And maybe I didn't think it was wrong, but show me.
Yeah, a lot of it. What it is. Okay, something that is ungodly does not necessarily mean it's evil. And I need to explain that to you. God will just show up and go, you see this thing right here? That has nothing to do with me and you right now. You don't need to walk in that. And somebody else could be walking in it and it'd be fine. You know, the Bible says that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And then the Bible also says, so whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Like, that has nothing to do with your walk with me. Like, nothing. It might have in the past, but it doesn't now.
Correct.
And then another thing too, Paul says, hey, if somebody is weak and if they can't do this or can't do that, and you do that with them and you cause them to stumble, you need to know that it is sin unto them.
Wow.
So it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Something is sinful to one person. It's not sinful to another person. Yes, it is. Like, oh, okay. What does that mean? It means it's very relational. And because it's real. It has to do with our relationship with King Jesus.
Correct.
And also to maturity levels and different seasons of your life, things are allowed. But like, Like, you know, man, for a couple of years, I took sleeping pills because I'm in a different time zone every freaking week.
Correct.
And I still am. And I just went through such a long period of time and not being able to sleep. I went to my doctor and I got some prescription of some sleeping pills. And it was the Lord. Really? Thank you, Jesus. And then I heard God say clearly, wow. I'm talking about like right now, don't you ever take another one of those sleeping pills again. And I won't.
I believe it.
And there was a period of time where it was the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then there was a period of time God's like, that's bringing interference, and I don't like that. You're too dependent upon that. Go. And it's like, okay, well, that's what any good parent does.
Yeah.
That's what any good parent does.
Children.
And even in you know, your relationship, when you've been married as long as I have, there is stuff that we have been a part of our entire life that we just go, that's probably just not good for us.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, that just doesn't work for us. We don't need
anymore.
That.
Yeah.
Wow. Or like one of the things me and Leanna try to do every single week, we try really hard to learn something new about the other person that we don't know. And then we intentionally do. Yeah. I mean, because we've been together every single day for 40 years.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. And she'd be like, okay, what'd you find out about me this week? And I go, yeah, I've been waiting.
Really?
We typically do this on Sunday nights.
That's fun. So, that's cool.
So if she doesn't, if I don't find anything and if she doesn't find anything, which we always do, we always do. But if you don't, then you have to ask the question, okay, what do you want to tell me
that's new, what do you want to
tell me? And so for me, like, she goes, oh my God, I'm sorry, Troy, I really don't think I learned anything new about you this week. I think I knew everything I saw this week, every single thing. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. So like, what? She goes, okay, so then you get to tell me something you've never told me. What is it? I said, yes, I hate Swiss cheese.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Okay.
And she's like, you do not. I said, I do. And every time you make me a sandwich, you make me a Swiss cheese sandwich. And I wish you would not do that. I like cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
And I eat. She goes, Troy, you have never not eaten. I went, no, because you make it for me.
Wow.
But where do you ever see me eat Swiss cheese on anything? She goes, you don't. Oh, my God.
He's been eating Swiss for 40 years.
If she's going to go make me a sandwich and put Swiss cheese on it, I'm not going to sell it. I'm not going to send it back, you know? But I'm like, I don't want to eat Swiss cheese. I don't want to eat that.
I like
that.
This. I'm going to use this.
I know. I love this.
So then, same thing, you know? So I'm like, all right. So if I don't find something, but I always do, I'm like, what did you learn? Oh, baby, I'm trying to think about it. And I really can't think of a single thing. Like, all right. So, all right, it's your turn, man. And then she will flat out tell me.
Oh my gosh.
Hate it when you, whatever. Or, okay, you think I like that, and I don't like that. And we just start busting out laughing. I would have never thought that.
Yeah.
Never. Because I know. So we do that. But I think that's just part of, you know, in walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
If you're running off to go eat at the enemy's table, I promise you the enemy is keeping count and will use that against you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's good, too, to also... just in thinking of all of this and how stuff can be permitted for a season for your life. And then all of a sudden not, you can get to a point where I like it, this, the Lord's saying to lay that down. But also when looking at other people, I think it's good for us to be aware and not judgmental when it comes to other people, because what might be allowed in someone else's season might be different from what's allowed in your season.
You know, here's another thing that can be confusing to young Christians is this, just because God shows up in something doesn't mean he's allowing for it.
Wow.
God shows up in things all the time that he detests.
Sometimes to get people.
And people go, well, the Lord showed up in this place. Like, how many people have been saved in a bar? I mean, God.
Correct.
And I'm not, like, you need to understand this. I mean, I have played in 10 million bars. I'm not even against bars. I'm not even like, I've played in bands my entire life. Mm-hmm. Now that I've said all that, there are people that have found Jesus. Literally, I have led tons of people to Jesus in bars. I mean, tons of people. I mean, we had a secular set that we did, and we were a good band. I'm talking about a good band. And then the last set we did was all Jesus music. And what's real is at 2 o'clock in the morning, everybody's kind of hammered. They don't care if you do Jesus music or not, as long as you.
And they're probably all crying
as long as it's
you're
good music.
Yeah.
And they don't care. And so that was what we did. And that was the way that our band made money, because churches wouldn't pay us. Churches would lie. Oh my God, they lie. Yeah, you guys travel 1,000 miles. And then, well, brother, Well, I'm like, dude, we don't even have enough gas money to drive back, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you could go play at bars, and people in bars would never treat you like that. People in churches, oh, yeah, the Lord told them. But people in bars, you know, would never do that. So what we would do is, if we were playing at a place on Sunday morning, we would go and play at a bar on Saturday night. And then at the end of the, because we knew we'd get paid.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a crapshoot. You know, well, we're going to take up a love offering. And boy, what much love and offering. Just going to tell you that. I know you've been there. So we would do that set. And then our set included Jesus. And then at the end of the night, we would say, hey, you probably noticed by now that we all love the Lord. And we would love to tell you about our journey with Jesus. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in it, come meet us right over here. And every single time, man, we would lead people to Jesus.
Awesome.
But that doesn't mean that God wants you living in a
just
bar.
Just hanging out in a bar all the time. Yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so so that can be, the Lord can show up in something like, a lot of times in our hardcore denominations that all of us come from, that's where we find Jesus. So we think that if we come from a Pentecostal church, we think that Jesus is Pentecostal. If we come from a Baptist church, we think he's Baptist, whatever, right? And then, because he showed up in that. And he showed up within some kind of religious construct, you know, whatever that was. And then there comes a time where he'll say, you're being judgmental. Mm. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. But Lord, I know it's how you've always done it, but that's not how I do it.
Correct.
And so that can also be confusing to people. Guys, listen, y'all don't want to miss episode 2 tonight. It's going to drop at 7 p.m. It's almost time, man, for me to let you guys go. We've been talking for a full hour now.
Yep.
But, man, you got to jump on, and you got to chime in, and you got to give comments, and then you got to share it. You got to help us get the word out, and then you got to tell people. Man, that you got to sign up for odx.tv, stage 2 or stage 3, to be able to watch the full version, live, uncut, raw, in your face, as we're talking about aliens, as we're talking about Nephilim and angels and demons.
Yes. 7 p.m. And hey, I want to encourage you, if you're watching on YouTube tonight and you have questions about anything that gets asked, put your questions in the comments, because what we do is we go through and pull all those questions. And then the following week, so next week, we're going to actually have a live after show, and we will hopefully get to as many of those questions as we can.
Yep.
So if they're talking about something and you're like, what the heck does that mean? Or I have an experience similar, put it in the comment section on YouTube, and we'll do our best to get to it. This is an interactive thing. Like, we love that about this show, and I think so many people resonated with it because you guys are talking about things that a lot of people don't talk about in the church from a biblical perspective.
And confidently talking about it as men of God.
Yeah.
Correct.
And like, it's not too weird for us. Now, it's a little bit too weird for Alan sometimes. Alan's like, man, you guys.
Hey, man, he dropped some amazing truth bombs.
But are you kidding
me,
man?
So
he's
good.
The smartest guy out of all of us, man. He's so sharp, man.
Yeah, you're all good. And you're funny, too.
Yes.
Yes, we are funny.
Pastor Darren, I don't know, he has me laughing. The way that you and him, like, tease each other is really funny.
I sure hope he enjoyed the first season, because he dang sure ain't coming on a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. We love you, Pastor Darren.
I love me some Darren Stott, man. I love that brother. Okay, well, let's get ready to hang this up, then.
All right, guys. Well, don't forget to tune in tonight, 7 p.m., to episode 2 of The Counter. You are not going to want to miss it. Also, make sure you share it. Go on our social media. Share all the posts. Share the reels, the teasers for episode 2, because we believe we want episode 2 to be just as successful as episode 1. And we really believe this is something the Lord has put on our heart, that a mandate he has given us. And we want to bring as many people as we can to odx.tv so we can rescue more kids, save more kids, because we do all of this so that we can make a difference. And we are. We're saying yes to the call of God and rescuing kids all over the world every single day. So thank you guys for joining us today. Pastor, you got to hop on a plane. Yeah. So we actually got to let you go.
Yep.
Yes. And we're going to be tuning in tonight. We'll be watching. We'll be live chatting. I'm sure you'll probably jump on there and live chat as well. So we will see you guys tonight, 7 p.m. You're watching on YouTube right back here, 7 p.m. and on ODX for the full 1 hour uncensored conversation live at 7.
All right. Well, Rebecca Tamayo, I call you blessed in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor.
Mrs. Wilbur.
Yes, sir.
I bless you in Jesus' name, and all
my
friends all over the world. Until the next time I see you, I call you the
head and not the tail, above and not beneath,
and highly favored of the Lord.
We'll see you later.
Bye, everybody.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem. It's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.